This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Fobo was the first to launch Fobo Max, a wireless tag using crowd search platform Web Search Me to locate lost belongings or loved ones. And now they are back again to launch the world's first Bluetooth smart TPMS or tire pressure monitoring system. And I'm here today with George Pan and Ho Chang Teh. They are from Salutica Allied Solution. Guys, welcome back to BFM. Now, before we talk about Fobo Tire, how's Fobo Max doing?
Yeah, Fobo Max has been getting quite some acceptance in major countries. No, we are talking to Japan. No, there's a partner over there who's trying to get the police force to install our Fobo app. Okay, so that whoever has a Fobo tag on a lost item, yeah, the police force will help them locate.
Wow. Yeah,
so that is something that we are working on at this moment.
Oh, okay.
And in US, we have a partner in Texas, yeah, who's trying to, gain traction over there as well in that part of the world. No?
Mm.
Other than that, these two places, we are trying our best to basically penetrate into other countries as well. Especially in Malaysia. Yeah.
Now, I remember when you guys were here, you also sort of gave us a hint that you will be developing something new, something for the car tire. And now it's out, it's official. It's called the Fobo Tire. So what is actually the Fobo Tire?
Okay, Fobo Tire is, how can I say, is redefining the standards of TPMS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, TPMS has been around in the industry for...
And TPMS is the tire pressure monitoring system,
yes,
right?
It measures the tire pressure of your car and also the temperature. And there are two different types of TPMS. One is in tire. That means it really measures the exact pressure of your tire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other that is most commonly available in luxury cars nowadays, those are TPI, tire pressure indicator. Now, it is using a ABS simulation, and it just tells you there's a problem with your tire, but it doesn't tell you how much pressure or which tire is having problem. Yeah, so you just know that's a problem. That's about it. But our Fobo Tire actually is an actual TPMS, gives you accurate reading, real time, all the time, 24 hours, round the clock.
So how does it work?
Okay, these TPMS actually works with your smartphone. Firstly, there are two ways of working, giving you alert. First is working with your smartphone. You download an app called Fobo Tire apps into a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
The smartphone has to have Bluetooth 4.0 or Bluetooth Smart. That's how you see on your packaging, and it has to be either iOS 7.1 and above, or later, or Android 4.3 and above. So these apps can directly get the readings from individual sensors of a car. So the moment that you come near to your car within the Bluetooth range connection, which is usually about 30 meters, you will get the signals. 30 meters line of sight, so you will get the readings in at the screen. And you don't have to individually measure each of the tire valves. So this is how you use it. And second level of using it is it comes with a in-car unit. That in-car unit is basically is a signal enhancer. It's kind of like relaying the signal from the sensor when you are inside the car and somehow your phone is in the back or in somewhere where the Bluetooth signal cannot reach, and which also defer the reception of the signal for alert. So the in-car unit will alert you by showing audible alert and also a visual alert. It has red lights come out on four points of that in-car unit. So if let's say your front left tire is having a problem, so the front left side will show a red light. So the in-car unit can also work without the smartphone. So in the event that you forgot your smartphone or it was flat or whatsoever, it also gives you an alert. So it's kind of like covering you in case your smartphone is not there. So it's like a backup for you.
Mm.
So that's how it gives you alert and monitor for you.
It sounds just like very properly thought out. You know, there's every possible scenario. You know, for example, like, you know, he's just mentioned early on that if my smartphone was in my pocket, then, you know, the Bluetooth connection will be dropped. So you created that in-car unit and all. But how did the idea actually came about?
Okay, basically, we have developed TPMS before. No, it's an old TPMS. Basically, how to say, we have to install the sensor inside the tire rim. No, that was a few years ago when we developed it. So we learned a lot from there. And we couldn't get wide market acceptance from that TPMS because it requires expensive installation. You got to send it to the tire shop that they have to take out the tires and install the sensor into your rim. You know? And then for the in-car unit, it has to do internal wiring. Mm. Yeah. So for let's say you got an expensive, nice car, you wouldn't want them to cut some wires and connect to the in-car unit. So from there on, we improvise. You know? We by using our Bluetooth knowledge, we challenge our engineers, you know, and brainstorm through. How can we make things better? You know, so by keep on enforcing on this, how can we make things better? We should think of from the user perspective. Yeah. So we want to make the user who wants to use a TPMS, because tire pressure is always a problem. Okay. Every driver is facing this problem. How do I measure my tire pressure? Yeah. So I have asked so many people. None of them give me a good answer. Hmm. So most will say, "Oh, I send it I service my car. No, people check for me, but you service every three months or every 6 months. Yeah, so that is not a good way to maintain your tire. So by thinking of that, our engineers have actually thought through every possible scenarios, you know, to make it so easy for the user to use. Mm. Yeah, that's how Phobo Tire concept came about. Mm. We want to make it seamless, 24 hours without worry. Mm. Yeah.
Now, you also say that you are the world's first all Bluetooth smart TPMS. So there are different types of TPMS out there in the market today.
Yes.
And how is this then the world's first?
Okay. So the TPMS available today that can connect to your phone. Okay, it's basically an extension of the traditional TPMS. So the sensors are typically using 433 megahertz radio, that connects to an in-car unit. So from the in-car unit, it will actually Bluetooth to your handphone, your smartphone. Yeah. So that's about it. Whatever available in the market is using this concept. Yeah. So the drawback of this is that when you're outside of a car, you switch off your car engine. When you're outside of a car, your handphone doesn't have 433 receiver, so you will never be able to get reading from your handphone when you're outside the car. So you got to start on the car engine, then only you can check the reading. But for ours, it's all Bluetooth. The sensors, the in-car unit are using Bluetooth, and both the sensors and the in-car unit are talking directly to the smartphone. So that gives us a lot of flexibility, and of course, it adds complexity as well because you have connection of the Bluetooth. No, that's what makes it very challenging for us, and we are glad we managed to make it to be the world's first. Yeah, we have put up on Indiegogo for more than 3 weeks, and nobody has challenges so far. Right. I mean, there are people who write in saying that they are the world's, they already have a Bluetooth for TPMS, but when we wrote back to them, they keep quiet because they know this is really, really the world's first all Bluetooth smart TPMS. Mm.
We'll talk about Indiegogo in just a moment. But before that, you know, how's this? How long did the process actually take? When you had the idea, and then you obviously went on to get feedback from other people, and then you finally came up with the product Phobo Tire.
Yeah, Phobo Tire the last time when we came on BFM, we already have the concept done. Mm-hmm. Okay? But the concept actually took us a while before we are confident enough that, hey, this is a really good product that we want the user to experience it. Yeah. So the concept took us almost, I would say, about 8-9 months of brainstorming. We retweak it here and there, and just to make sure that we cover all possibilities. Know, from a very simple user to an experienced user who wants to have very accurate and sensitive measurement on the tire. So we want to allow that possibility. Yeah, and then the design took us also close to about 8 months. Yeah, which we went through a lot of pain because there is no precedence.
Mm.
Yeah, being the first. That's a problem being a first. There's no precedence. There's no reference design for you to copy. There's no example for you to follow. Yeah, so we have to create the path ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm speaking to George Pan and Ho Chang Tae from Salutica Allied Solutions, and we are talking about Fobo Tire. And when we come back in just a moment, we'll talk about the reasoning for them to go on to crowdsourcing websites like Indiegogo. And how's the response been like? BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to George Pan and also Ho Chang Tae from Salutica Allied Solutions. And we are talking about Fobo Tire. It's the world's first all Bluetooth smart TPMS or tire pressure monitoring systems. Now, you know, George, you mentioned early on that, you know, you've gone on to crowdsourcing or crowdfunding websites like Indiegogo. So how's the response been?
The response is crazy. We were really caught surprised in a positive way. And in fact, me, Jonathan, and the team, you know, thought of putting this Fobo Tire onto Indiegogo.
Mm.
The first thing that we worried was, it's a Malaysian-made product, yeah, how will it get recognition in the Western world?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about whole world, so many countries, so many different culture, yeah. So how will people accept it? You know? Our worry was if we pace it up and we only got. $1,000, $2,000 funding, then it will be total embarrassment for us. Yeah.
Mm,
but surprisingly, the day when we put it on, it was flying. You know? And today, we are like 460% of the target, the goal. Yeah, initial goal.
Mm. Mm.
So we are very happy. And it's not only the percentage of goal, we managed to penetrate across almost 70 countries. Yeah, from US, UK, Canada, Australia, to even very small countries like Aruba, mm-hmm. no, which we never knew existed until they started buying 10 sets from us. We are like, wow. We are really, really pleasantly surprised.
What was the decision to go into crowdsourcing platform?
Actually, we get that idea when we start market Fobo Tech.
Mm.
Then we're trying to get people to write about us. We solicit foreign media and all this thing, and most of the time, actually 90% or 99% never responds to you.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to know Kickstarter, and then we were thinking maybe we should do it at Kickstarter, but Kickstarter is only for American companies. Then we found the alternative, which is Indiegogo. Then we say, hey, why don't we give you a shot, like what George just mentioned. And we were thinking, well, we are at zero position, and the worst is zero, so we could only get better. Yeah. So then we get it a shot. We achieve the goal within 4 days.
Wow.
So we surpassed $28,000 goal in 4 days, and media start writing in.
Yeah.
CNET, you know, Gizmo, all these Gizmac, you know, all these big, or I would say, quite credible consumer electronics media. Wrote into us and interview us and asked us for some information, and they published it. And from there, it's kind of like growing, exploded to different languages, including China. You get like more than 10 pages that talk about us.
Turkish,
10 sites, actually.
Turkish, Finnish.
Finnish, those languages we don't understand. So, but it's there. So yeah, we got a lot of people talk about us, and then we got dealers that writing in and asking.
Mm.
So I think from Indiegogo, I think now EPO is on the map.
Right.
Yes.
Because, yeah, people would have forgotten that you guys are actually based in EPO, and all this design, the R&D, the technology, the product, it's all came from EPO. It's a small town, EPO.
Exactly.
And
yes.
Now it's a worldwide product.
Yes.
Over 70 over country.
Yes.
So you on Indiegogo, you put a goal of $28,000. Mm. You've obviously surpassed. Now it's like over 400% or something like that, right? Why 28,000? What was the reasoning behind 28,000? Was that like the figure that you would, you know, just break even, or what was $28,000?
No, it's not so much of the funding. You know, basically, the $28,000 goal that we set up was more like we do not want to set something too low. Mm-hmm. Let's say if we put $2,000, no, okay, within the first hour we achieve 100% goal, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if we put something too high, let's say you put 100,000 there, no, it may take a while to achieve that. So we did our study on Indiegogo sites, no, and we realized that the sweet spot, no, is around this 25 to probably 40-50,000 range. So we chose on the lower side.
Yeah. Right. And how much is the Fobo tire product itself going on Indiegogo?
On Indiegogo, okay, we actually throw out the early birds at $75 US dollars for one set of 4 sensors and 1 e-car unit, and it's all sold out. I think within like 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah, 2 days.
Then now it's still available for one set at $90.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So after Indiegogo campaign, it will go at retail at $159. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you will be able to buy the product here in Malaysia.
Definitely.
Well,
so. Definitely, we have already regional distributor.
Mm-hmm.
No, for Asian countries, and this distributor will be carrying our products and push it through the retail stores.
Mm. You know, I think you guys, I've done many interviews and I've not come across any product from Malaysia that has gone on to a crowdsourcing website like Indiegogo or Kickstarter or any other website, and especially hitting your goal within 4 days, and then now have surpassed it with over 400%. So in your opinion, what's the benefit of going into crowdsourcing platform than just normal ways of trying to get funds or just trying to get feedback? Because Fobo Max and now Fobo Tire is obviously doing really well.
I think the most significant benefits that we ever achieved was the publicity, the media exposure, and the awareness that it has brought about. We were really, really pleased with the result that we get from there, and it doesn't really cost you a lot of money, financial investment, and things like that. You achieve a result that is way, 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 way better than what we initially thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, is that we learn that if you have something that really good, regardless where you come from, people buy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's next for Fobo Tire once the Indiegogo campaign has ended already?
Yeah. So okay, of course, Fobo Max, Fobo Tire, these are our two product lines. We will continue to improve and features, make it better, make it probably more cost competitive. Yeah, for the long run. So there may be Fobo Max 2, Fobo Tire 2, Fobo Tire 3, just like iPhone, iPhone 5, iPhone 6 now, yeah. So, at this moment, we are trying to create another compelling product line, that we believe, if we can make it work, will be fantastic, for mobile phone users, yeah. I mean, we're thinking of a smartphone. What are the main problems of a smartphone? Okay, number one is when you are traveling, you are likely to run out of juice. Yeah, you need power. Yeah, so that's where common power banks are selling well. So the other thing is reception. So you have a weak reception in most places where you don't get the good coverage. So we're trying to solve this few things plus a few other features. So if we can solve this technically, I believe we will have another star project coming out soon.
And I believe that I will bring you back in again.
Yes. We appreciate it.
I've been speaking to George Pan and also Ho Chang Tae. They are from Salutica Airlight Solutions. Do check out Fobo Tire. Is there a website or something besides the Indiegogo site? Is there a website for us to read out more?
It's something that we are so proud of. You just go to Google search, type Fobo Tire, there are 30 pages for you to read.
Yeah, but our official website is my-fobo.com. mydashphobo.com.
All right.
mydashphobo.com. There, over there, you will see all the FOBO products. FOBO products over there.
Cool. Thank you, guys. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.